growing up as an American Jew, Israel is absolutely a part of your consciousness. I was taught that Israel is important for Jews around the world, that defending Israel as a nation state is important, that sort of regardless of what its politics are at any given moment, who its leaders are, etc., our role as American Jews was understood to be supporting it, sending it money, advocating for it. As I reached later stages of my youth, I was told directly that you're going to go to college and people are going to challenge Israel and they're going to bring up all sorts of talking points and your role is going to be to fight the battle on campuses and defend Israel. And that was done at my summer camp, where we even had an Israel Day, which includes sort of mock army drills, all sorts of Israeli cultural activities, playing games that people in Israel play, learning little tiny bits of Hebrew phrases from the Israeli camp counselors. There's a whole phenomenon where Israelis themselves come to American Jewish summer camps and are actually counselors themselves. And part of their role is to teach about Israel and usually to teach about advocating for Israel. College was, like for lots of people, a moment where I carved out who I am in a way that I don't know there will ever be a period in my life where I do it that much in 4 years. I feel like I was surrounded by people who were really questioning a lot of their own ways that they grew up and asking big questions. And I was part of student groups that got to digest all this and part of classes where we talked about all this. And it was really fundamental for me. I remember being a freshman or sophomore in some of my classes. And I was making the switch from math to Judaic studies. So I was in some Judaic studies classes. And, you know, some of these classes were directly about Israel. Many of them weren't, but Israel would come up in one way or another. And I remember some people saying some things about this organization called J Street, which for context is sort of a liberal Zionist organization that historically has spent a lot of time trying to create a two-state solution or advocate for a two-state solution. And I remember being a freshman or sophomore in college and somebody brought up J Street, and I knew in my bones that I hated J Street. And then I asked myself, what is it that I know that I hate? And I didn't know. People were talking about J Street and saying X, Y, or Z, and I knew I hated it because they were too progressive or too lefty on Israel. And I had nothing to say about why I hated it. I just knew that my communities had sort of told me to not like it. And I recognized in myself, I'm like, I would never accept that in myself for any issue. I would never be okay with not having the basic understanding of X, Y, or Z topic and just sort of mindlessly throwing myself on a side. It kind of was like a discrete moment for me, like being in that classroom and thinking, oh, I just sort of have accepted this positioning where I defend Israel. And I realized I had to do a bunch of learning. And it's not that I immediately joined a bunch of activist groups and was in the streets for Palestine solidarity. It was a long process of many years that took till after college for me. I wouldn't call myself any kind of activist on this issue until 2014, when Gaza erupted in violence then. But for a few years before that, I was unpacking the ways in which, without really thinking much, I had positioned myself so staunchly as pro-Israel, as being a Zionist, as all of these terms that I applied to myself, knowing in my bones somehow that they were good, but not actually knowing what they meant. What I spend my time doing is asking people, like, why do you know in your bones that X organization or X set of people are evil or are great? Like, what has led you to think that? Because most of the time, I don't think it's, you know, deep study and learning. I think it's that we've been a part of networks and communities that taught us deeply, whether it's Israel could do no wrong, or at the very least, Israel doesn't usually do wrong. Backing out and saying, you know, is that the case? Do we think that we're coming to that conclusion without any sort of subtext? Or do we think that we actually do need to rethink things? And so I try to help people ask those questions. It's not about you as an individual being morally good or bad. It's about we have systems as Americans that sort of teach us to understand Israel as positive good and Palestinians as threatening. We have systems, if you're an American Jew, where that's been done even more in some of our communities. We all have unlearning work to do. And that doesn't make anybody who took a little bit to do that unlearning evil. It does give us some responsibilities to do that work, though.